Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucciola ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Oh, Brower! Rebound! He scores! Try Brower! The former block up has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are at the world headquarters of the home loan expert, Ryan Kelly. We're off Brentwood, and it's a pleasure to be here today. We'll be broadcasting here till, Rock, are we here till 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock today? Martin will be here at 11. Charlie will be here at 12. David Hun from the Post-Dispatch is going to join us at 10:30 today to talk a little MLS soccer in St. Louis. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do so. Maryville University listener line, 855-282-8255. Winning streak text line, that same number, 855-282-8255. Plowsy is our broadcast engineer back at the headquarters in Kirkwood. Brian is our producer. Matt Rocchio is our engineer on site. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. You know, you can talk all you want about 40 shots and 78 attempts. Bottom line is, they are an offensively challenged hockey team. They had one really special line, undefeated with that number one line. And that special line won't be together soon. Here's one bright spot, though. Jaden Schwartz had a moment.
Far side to O'Reilly. Dropped off to Schwartz. In the slot. Shoots. He scores! Schwartz! With 1:11 to go.
That's big, because you keep wondering, when he does score a goal, will this be the thing that turns it around for Jaden Schwartz? I mean, of all the players on the Blues this season, I'd have to say his 2018-2019 has been the most disappointing. And the thing about it is, it's not like he's lost his skills. This guy's a good player. I mean, he's a really good player. He's had good seasons in the NHL in the past. He's one of the more skilled players on the team. I mean, we're talking about a guy who scored 25 goals, who scored 28 goals, who scored 19 goals, who scored 24 goals in respective seasons. And now he's at 7. Maybe that moment will change things around. Maybe. That's what has to happen. These guys who have good resumes have to score. They have to snap out of it. I mean, the win streak is nice. The Binnington story was great. But that was a four-point game last night. Look out for the Coyotes. Watch out for the Stars. They're 2 points ahead of Dallas. They're 4 points ahead of Arizona. Can the Blues find offense? What is the mood of this hockey team as we speak? Let's go to the locker room and hear from their leader, Ryan O'Reilly, after the game.
It's embarrassing. It sucks. Like it's a game we should have won. There's no way those guys should have beat us. And it's, you know, I was shooting the puck terrible tonight. I had lots of opportunities that I could have done something. And that was, yeah, that was embarrassing. That was a game we should have beat those guys.
All right. Lap two. Positive news from Florida for the Cardinals. No, they lost the game 5-0 to the Braves. But Alex Reyes had a nice inning with two Ks, and his off-speed stuff was quite good. He was getting his breaking ball over for strikes. Can you imagine the talent level in that bullpen to start the season? Let's say that John Gant is in the rotation, and let's say that Alex Reyes is on the staff. So In the sixth and seventh innings, your options are Reyes, Brebbia, and Hudson, and probably another lefty. And then in the eighth and ninth, it's Miller and Hicks. That's five really good arms. Reyes, Brebbia, Hudson, Miller, and Hicks. That is one of the many reasons why Jason Stark likes the Cardinals to win the division. That, and of course, a fellow by the name of Paul Goldschmidt.
I do. I had a scout tell me 2 weeks ago that the Cardinals are going to win the NL Central, and I haven't seen anything that would change my mind on that. I love the team on the field. Paul Goldschmidt is a franchise changer. And, I followed them around for a couple of days last week. And to hear the teams that the opposing hitters, to hear opposing coaching staffs, to hear opposing front offices, to hear opposing scouts talk about that collection of arms that they rolled out there has been eye-opening. You know, just that game against the Phillies, I mean, Flaherty came out and punched out seven in a row. Every out was a strikeout or a ground ball back to the pitcher. That was a Cy Young-type performance. Right then, Miller and Hicks came after him. They were great. And then Alex Reyes, who I know is just feeling his way back into it, but that's a big arm. And just the collection of big arms combined with that lineup, I don't think there's the upside anywhere else that I saw in that team, especially in that staff. The Cubs are going to be better if Chris Bryant's healthier. They are, but there's a lot more uncertainty about their staff and the Cardinals staff for me.
Speaking of Mr. Goldschmidt, it will be the biggest question of the summer for Cardinal fans and for maybe baseball fans around the country. I mean, he may be the most enticing free agent out there this offseason now that Nolan Arenado has signed. So does he stay? Let's listen to Jason Stark on that topic.
I hear so many people say that the surest bet of the year is that Paul Goldschmidt eventually signs a big extension with the Cardinals. I am not as convinced of that as most. I think he is determined to get market value, which means he's less interested in giving those kinds of hometown discounts that so many players in his situation have given the Cardinals. This could very easily be a Jason Hayward-type situation where he's just passing through. Is he going to love it? I'm sure he's going to love it. But, at his age, with what he's looking for, knowing the way the Cardinals think, I'm not so positive that they're going to pay him the kinds of years and dollars he thinks he deserves.
Yeah, you got to remember, him being one of the best players on the planet Earth and what he's made. So he's going to make $14,500 this year, okay? This is for one of the best players in baseball. That's a little light. So is he going to be one of those guys who signed one of those contracts that really didn't pay him, you know, what he should have made? And think, you know what, I got one last chance to get a big deal. Do I really cash in? He's going to make $14 million this year, $14,500,000. Yeah, that's not what one of the best players in baseball should make. So we'll see. I mean, if you're the Cardinals, why not give him $30 million for 5 years? You know, pay him from age 31 to 36. By the way, Jason Stark, who's one of my all-time favorites, also gave us one of the great stats of the year yesterday. He said that Matt Carpenter had more home runs in Wrigley Field in one series than Jason Hayward had the entire season. That's insane. All right, lap three. MLS for the Lou. Spent some time with potential owner Carolyn Kindle Betts yesterday. So they're taking the high road. And even though, like, in an election, you kind of, like, disparage your competitor, They're not doing that. They will not disparage Sacramento, who has an owner, by the way, who's closely aligned, who is as closely aligned with the city of Sacramento as I am. And this guy has no connection there at all. Do you want local ownership? We counter with Jim Cavanaugh, who, oh, by the way, played high school, college, and professionally here in St. Louis, and Carolyn Kendall Betts, who's the pride of John Burroughs High School. You know, every once in a while when I run into a CBC guy, Matt, I'll say to them, you know, I tried to go to CBC, but my test scores were too high. You've heard me say that quite a few times, all right? It's my standard joke. So I'm with Carolyn Kendall Betts, who I don't know really well at all, and I just said, so you had to go to John Burroughs because you didn't have the test scores to get into Westminster, right? And the joke just fell so flat. I mean, she was kind and gracious after that, but we laughed a little bit, but that just didn't work. So memo to everyone, just be careful when you're joking around with a billionaire. But she couldn't have been nicer. All right. I do like this angle, though. They're honestly doing it for the city. Financially, there has to be better things to do with your money. But she told me this investment in their hometown is just so much more important. This is where they've had generations. This is where they've built their business. This is where the Taylor family lives, where the Cavanaughs live. They also say the sponsorship for the stadium needs to come from somebody besides Enterprise. They could probably do this, and that's another box checked. But I think they believe it would mean more to the MLS if you have another Fortune 500 company involved or another big-time company in St. Louis showing some love. She also feels like the offer they are making not going to linger. They know the commish said it will be before the end of the year, and it's likely going to be in the summer, this decision about the 28th MLS team. But you get the impression that if the MLS tries to say, well, we're going to go with Sacramento with 28, but would you be interested in team 29 down the road if we think about it? No. This offer comes with a timetable. They're not, like, forcing the issue or pushing. We've got to know. But you get the impression if they're not Team 28, this is it. They're not going to be in this thing a year from now. The offer will be incredible, but it's going to end. They won't be pursuing this thing, you know, a year from now. But I think they'll get it. I really do. All right, lap four. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. You know what I also think? Belleville West is freaking incredible in high school basketball. And so is East St. Louis. They split this season. East St. Louis won by one and West won by two. Flyers won the Southwest Conference. Belleville West now is trying to win back-to-back state titles in the large school classification in Illinois. That is big time. You win back-to-back state titles in Illinois? That's insane. Eastside hasn't been there since Darius Miles and Philip Gilbert. They finished third that year. And they are now back in the Final Four. Go Flyers, go Maroons. Now, the best overall player on either side could be E.J. Liddell, or it could be Tony Hargrove from East St. Louis. Whoever wins the state championship maybe wins the Post-Dispatch Player of the Year. Liddell has just been so polished for 3 years. You should have seen him last night. We had the game up. He drills a three. Next trip down, he's at the high post, and he whips this no-look to a cutter for an easy layup. And he's blocking shots. He's just so complete. Ohio State's got themselves a special player. And Hargrove, well, he lifted the Flyers last night against Springfield Southeast. He had 22 points. SLU has a good player coming. 6'7", ball skills. He made 3 three-pointers last night, and he had 4 blocks. I love our players on this side of the river, but Belleville West and Eastside both beat Vashon this season. I love our St. Louis players on this side of the river, but I think this season the best two players could be on the east side with EJ and Tony. All right, lap five. The story of the day in the country yesterday was actress Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, two of 40, maybe 50 people, charged nationwide in a college admission scandal. Let's get some more details on this from NBC News.
So, you must be Rebecca.
No, please. Please call me Becky.
They're some of TV's most beloved moms, now spurring public outrage. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, among 33 wealthy parents, including CEOs and private equity execs, now accused of bribing coaches and administrators to get their kids into elite universities. The schools themselves are not targets of the investigation.
This is a case where they flaunted their wealth, sparing no expense, to cheat the system so they could set their children up for success with the best education money could buy, literally.
According to investigators, the Full House actress and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, who live in this L.A. mansion, agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 in exchange for having their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team, despite the fact that they did not participate in crew. Court documents say they even had their girls take fake photos posing as athletes.
Yeah. Bella, are you going off to college and leaving your mom?
Yes.
Loughlin, appearing on Today in 2017 with her older daughter, Bella, got emotional when talking about sending her to college.
When I think about it too much, it will make me cry.
Really?
So I got to stop.
Loughlin's younger daughter, Olivia, regularly vlogs from college and has nearly 2 million YouTube followers.
I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Many of her viewers now venting, you were just a spoiled brat that cheated into college when others had to actually work hard to get in. This abuse of privilege and money horrifying hardworking families.
That's just so incredibly unfair, and it's taking a spot from someone who really deserves to be here and really wants to be here.
Desperate Housewife star Felicity Huffman is accused of paying to boost her oldest daughter's SAT scores, arranging for a third party to purport to proctor her daughter's SAT and secretly correct her answers. Reaction on Huffman's Instagram was fast and furious. So many children overcome immense obstacles in hopes they can even apply to university to better their lives. And here you come jumping that line, pushing your daughter ahead. Clearly the fame and the money has gone to your head.
Wow. By the way, it's Terrence Hargrove. Tony was the former Ram player. Remember him? Tony Hargrove getting a little trouble? Yeah, I've had Terrence in the studio. All right, let's get back to this. It can get you kind of ticked off when you think about it for a while. You know, these rich little brats probably got spots in these elite schools just because of this scam. And others who may have worked like really hard to try to get into USC or Yale or Stanford, and they come up short because these rich little kid brats got in. Now, it's mainly the parents' fault, but I'd kick the kids out of school too. There's no way they should stay in school. We had a poll last night at Channel 5, and it was like 95% kids should go too. I mean, it's really disgusting when you think about it. It's almost like baseball players doing steroids and cheating and winning a roster spot or getting big contracts or going to the All-Star games because of performance-enhancing drugs, and others who just tried to do it through hard work or denied. I mean, you think about some of these guys that made it. I think Jose Canseco had the most eloquent statement about it all. He said that performance-enhancing drugs, or in his case, just straight-out steroids, made average players good, good players great, and great players Hall of Famers. So if you're an average player in college and you're trying to make, or you're an average player in the minor leagues, you got to become good to make the major leagues, so you do that. And so what happens to the guy who's just pretty good? Well, you get his roster spot. It really is brutal. What about teaching your kids a lesson? Okay, you know what? Your test score, your first time you took that SAT when you were a junior, it was only a 19. So what we're going to do is, I have a little bit of money. I'm going to hire a tutor full-time, and you're going to work with him, you know, twice a week, or her, twice a week for the next 6 months. And we're going to try to bring your score up. And we're going to try to maybe add to your resume and have you do some other things. And we're going to try to get you in there. What about that? Just, you know, hard work. Trying to improve yourself. You talk about a horrible message sent to these kids. How about the story of the pictures, too? Did you hear about this, Matt? where, you know, they had to make the story believable. So they would put an athletic body, they would superimpose that on the face to make it look more realistic that this person was an athlete. So it would be like, let's just say, I don't want to pick on Martin, but if you put like Dolph Lindgren's Rocky IV body on Martin's face. All right, lap six. Okay, the Cleveland Browns will trot out Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry, and Odell Green Beckham. Best offense in the league? Patriots are old. Pittsburgh is decimated. Certainly you could make a case for best offense in the AFC. Good to hear that the Rams lost a good player, Roger Saffold. 4 years, $44 million. I think at 22 guaranteed. I like Roger Saffold. He was a good St. Louisan. He's a good young man, and he had a terrific season. I mean, he picked this season to be the one that he actually stayed healthy. That's a loss for the Los Angeles Rams. There's no doubt about it. He's headed to Tennessee. A little college basketball tonight. Mizzou and Georgia, 6 o'clock, SEC tournament, Nashville, Tennessee, a 12 versus 13, winner gets Auburn. Illinois, an 11 seed against Northwestern, a 14 seed. Can you imagine that? Mizzou, a 12, and Illinois, an 11. 8 o'clock, wow. Illinois will finish with the highest number of losses in school history with 21. St. Mary's beat Gonzaga late last night. And you know what that means? Ohio State is now out, according to Joe Lenardi.
Conspiracy. Gonzaga threw that game last night to get the West Coast Conference two teams in the tournament. I am convinced of that.
Well, there may be something to that because it really doesn't affect their number one seed. If they're still a number one seed today. Yeah, for sure.
At worst, there are two. I don't know how this affects it, but there's no way. I mean, they blew out every team in conference play. Basically the entire way. They beat St. Mary's 94-46 last month. You cannot tell me that St. Mary's learned that much over the course of barely 40 days around and beat them.
How does that help Gonzaga if a second team from the conference?
It helps the conference. Just the conference looks better. And if Gonzaga doesn't really have much to lose by losing that game, but the conference has a lot to gain because they were a one-bid conference entering last night. Now they're two-bid.
Let me just ask you this. If you had to bet $1,000 right now, you get $1,000, Brian, if you get this question correct, do you really think Mark Few and Gonzaga would intentionally throw a game?
Yeah, sure, for the good of the conference. That's my conspiracy. They scored 47 points, Frank.
So this is the write-up from just post-game in SI talking about all the one seeds. The Bulldogs really screwed this one up. All they had to do was go out and beat St. Mary's, and they'd be assured the number one seed, possibly the number one overall seed. They played three teams a season with at-large locks, Duke, Tennessee, and North Carolina, and went 1-2 in those games. So apparently this potentially did screw them out of the number one seed.
Yeah, there's no way that Mark Few and the players would say, you know what, it'd be better for the conference if we lose this game. There's no chance. I love the conspiracy angle and the thinking out of the box.
I don't hate that at all. Off. I don't hate it at all.
I mean, I like the idea, but bottom line is you got to get 11 players and you got to have the coach. And you know how this would come out? I mean, everything comes out now. Hey, Coach Few told us to lose this game. It'd be better for the conference.
And that's the thing, though. He would never say that, but could there be something along a different, you know, can we go back and look at some of the, you know, the minutes on some of these players? I mean, were his rotations any different than they've been in the last week or so? It would be much more subtle than him telling the team we're going to lose.
Is there really that big of a difference between being a 1 seed and a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament?
Well,
you face
that's
a 15
true.
Instead of a 16. You face a 7 instead of an 8.
But let me tell you, prestige-wise, Gonzaga can say, hey, look, we've been a number one seed in two of the last 3 years now. Yeah. Being a number one seed means something. It does.
Also, if you're the number one overall seed, is there a better chance that maybe you get a much more a much better location to start off your tournament?
The number one seeds are always catered to.
But UNC and Duke are going to get catered to in a different way than Gonzaga is going to get catered to when it comes to putting them in a location 5 minutes down the road. And I wonder if just cinching that top number one overall seed maybe puts them back in the category where they're going to get treated like UNC, where they're going to get a really favorable location.
It's a good thought, but I just can't picture Mark Few telling the guys, hey, let's help out the conference. Let's lose one for the WCC. All right. Let's take a short time out. When we come back, we're going to be we're going to talk with David Hunt from the Post-Dispatch about soccer in St. Louis. But before we go to break, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's our title sponsor, Hollywood Casino. It was out there all last Sunday. Absolutely loved it. If you get a chance, it is one of the best people-watching places in St. Louis. The food is outstanding. 99 Hops House, really, in addition to having 99 different beers to choose from, they also have some great food. It's a beautiful place. We appreciate Hollywood Casino being our title sponsor. And we also appreciate Maryville sponsoring the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that lovely campus in Town and Country. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.